Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for my Mas Shiyuchi, the Nishmas, my sister, Mas Rav Shmuel. Schus Yochad Vesheg, Bas Nechai Dispasia. Rus Victoria, Bas Tilo Vida. And Tai Vigayo, Bas Saradanya. And Rachabat Slacha, Bas Shleima. Miriam Brian, Bas Golda. Nimadai, Bas Chandina. Rachabat Skula. Should all have bracha v'atzlacha, him chol anu v'nei layem. V'chagito bas maris bracha v'ester, bracha v'atzlacha v'al v'chol yatzecha v'atzeha. Gemara in Kiddushin says, how do we know kesef? They could be kind of ish of the kesef. The Gemara says, gama kichu kichu m'stei efron. We don't kichu kichu m'stei efron, but stei efron it says, six parisha, kiigach ish isha. A man takes a woman, so it says that by Kiddushin. By stay Efron, it says Nasati Kesef, it's that Kach Mimeni. So you see that the word Kicha relates to Kesef. So how are you acquiring a woman? With Kesef. Sma famously writes that when you make a king with Kesef, it's Dmei Piron, that you're just paying a little bit, and the rest is a milveh. The rest is, a Zakof Alok B'milveh. You owe the rest. Or the whole value is a pruta. And kesef, you can't just buy with a pruta. It has to be to make shivui. It has to be the value of the item. So if you're only giving a pruta, either it's worth a pruta, or you're going to give more later. Zakov alav b'milveh. He says you can't say that it's like shtar and chazak and kinyan sudar, that you just give money and memela the person can't retract. It's not true. Because kinyan kesef is learned from stei Efron. And the kesef that was mentioned by stei Efron is to make shivui hasadeh. So you can't say the pruta alone makes the kinyan. It's either the whole thing is worth a pruta, then the pruta makes the kinyan, or the rest is owed. You have to give the value. You can't just give a pruta. And that's how you make the kinyan. The Taz asks on that, what do you mean? How are you acquiring a woman with a pruta? And that's not to make shivui, it's not what she's worth. And yet you can still acquire one with a pruta. So that's the famous machlekes, Sma and Taz. That the Sma holds kinyan kesef is mei shivui, what it's worth. You have to give what it's worth, the value. And the Taz holds that you don't have to, that you're just giving, it's just a maisa kinyan, like shtar and chazaka. You don't have to give the mei shivui. If it's v'haraya, that you can acquire one with a pruta. No woman is worth a pruta. Obviously. So the Avni Miluim and Simon Choftes, Si'if Koton Beis, is Metaretz, the Kushia of the Taz. And he writes, Laniyos Daiti, Enoi Hasoko, Vade Gambi Isha Shaykh Shivu. No, it's not a Hasoko. The Vadai, even by an Isha, Shaykh to talk about Shivu, about her value. The Makacha Vipruta have a cold may Shivu Yakadushi. Kacha Manvas and Dinner of Pruta Nami Tarshi, a dinner of Pruta Pateras, Trilas Piroin, Shivu Yakadushi, Venice and Lahakah Mano Hosel Dinner, or Hosel Pruta, Mobisada Vakobateras, Trilas Piroin, Obateras Shivu. Velodashim Kenyan. He doesn't think it's a hasaga what the Taz writes about acquiring a woman. Because he says, by a woman, it's shayach shiva, this is what it's worth. He's mekadish b'pruta, so the whole money for the value of the kedushin is a pruta. And if he's mekadish her with a mana or with a dinner, he's mekadish her with a mana, and then he gives her a dinner or a pruta, so that that dinner pruta has to be b'toiras tchilas piroin, that it's the beginning of the payment of the value of the kedushin. So taka the kedushin's worth, the pruta, whatever he gives her, that's what the kedushin is worth. And if he gives her less than he said, then that has to be tchilas piroin. That has to be the beginning of the payment. And however, it's difficult to understand this this avnei miluim. A woman is not a chefetz of mammon, and the man has no kinyan in the isha. The isha kinyan mammon, like the Rashba famously writes. He's not mamish kani raguf. So how's it shaykh to talk about shavius by an isha? A value, especially a pruta. Come on. So explains Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba. We've been going through the shiurim of Moreinu HaGaon Rabbi Abba Zatzal. It's mamish shmak, super duper. And we went over to Kedushin a little bit. We've been doing Ur Kachim and Yevamis, but we went over to Kedushin, L'chvoid Shabbos Parshas Chayei Sora, Habo Aleinu ve'al Kol Yisrael Letova. As Leva'er et Vrei Asma, שהסמה בא לחדש, סמה, אחרי שמיש ברגן קוף צעדי, הוא עושה זה לצדמי שיווי, אז קמי תבי מחדש, that it's not effective, the money that he gives her לשם קניין. היינו שנויסיין עשה כסף כדי שיהיה בזה אופן של מייס הקניין, אלא צורך כסף של דמי המקח. והיינו שמשלם עשה כסף בעד המקח. והמויכר מקנה אס המקח בעד כסף זה. That it's not effective kesef that he gives for the sake of the kinyan. In other words, that he gives the kesef, that this should be a form of a maisa kinyan. But rather, you need money of dmei mekach. In other words, you're paying the money for the transaction. And the seller is selling the item for this money. But you do not require that the money should be the shavius, should be the value of the item that is being acquired. Therefore, it makes sense that by kiddushin, kinyan kesef is effective, because there also, the money is demei hamekach, since he's paying the money for the isha. That's demei mekach, and she is willing, a willing partner, in being miskadeshes in exchange for this money. So the Taz is correct. The Taz understood the Sma saying that a woman is worth a pruta. How can that be? That's a shtag akashim. He writes, "V'zeh poshet the beisha koina is a derech nisina l'chud." It's just giving the money, but it's not b'toiras shivui ma'echi tesi. Hayacholiot. That's not the pshat though. So the pshat and the Sma is to answer the kasha of the Taz, is that. Not that you're paying for the shavius of the mekach, for the value of the item that's being acquired, but rather, the money is dmei mekach. You're paying the money for the item being acquired. And the seller is selling the item. In other words, it's not just a formal kinyan, like shtar, like chazakah. You just give money, and that's a form of the kinyan. That's how you acquire this item. Now, this money has to be dmei mekach. It has to be money in exchange for the item you are getting. It's not just giving money. Like chazak and shtar, you just do this mice and you acquire. But rather, it has to be dmei mekach. You're paying the money for this mekach. So basically, the woman is agreeing that she should be acquired for a pruta. It's not pshat that her shavius is a pruta. No, of course, a woman's value is not a pruta. But it's dmei mekach. He's paying the money for the woman. So you can't just give money out to Maisa Kinyan. You have to give money as Dmei Mekach, that you're paying for this item. This is Git. Zeyo Git. Weiter. V'nera'od shegam shitat ha'taz eina. Geder kinyan kesef u'maisa kinyan be'alme. Al yedei shenoysin es ha'kesef b'li'inin shel tashlum klal. Dari ikir shen kesef u'ma shemishalim al ze. U'bli'inin shel tashlum in l'kesef shen kinyan klal. So the taz is not correct l'chayu. Because the whole musiv, the whole musiv kesef, kinyan kesef is that it's, you're paying for something. It's not just stam and maisa kinyan. You're paying for something. It's payment. Taz wants to say, no, it's just a maisa kinyan. But that's not what kesef is. Kesef is payment. And it's not like chazaka. There, the maisa kinyan is be'etzem achefet. And when a person makes a chazaka on an item, that's a hiroas bailus. He's showing his ownership of that item. You also can't compare it to Mashiach and Hagbah, that have the mile of Hachnosel del Shusoi. Shtar is a chalois chefze shel edus v'raya she'oise kinyin. No, it's none of those things. It's not like a shtar, which is a object of testimony that he made a kinyin. It's not like Hagbah and Mashiach, where he is bringing them into his possession. It's not like Chazaka, where he's showing he owns it. If it's not a tashlum, if it's not a payment, it's not a kinyan. So what does the taz mean? So the taz might mean that ain't sorech kesef shel shavu sachifetz o shel dmei hamekach. You don't need the value of the item, nor do you need the money for the transaction, like the smahol that you need dmei mekach. Ela moil gamkein hakesef. But rather, the money that you pay for the kinyan is also effective. You're paying this money in order that it should be acquired to you. Since he is paying the money in order that there should be haknas achefet, so the kesef has a shem tashlum. And therefore it's effective. So it's not pshat that you're paying dmei nekach, you're not paying the money for the item, but you're paying the money for the kinyan that you should be able to acquire. This money is to enable me to acquire. It's not dmei nekach, it's dmei kinyan. Shemishalim ba'ad ha'kinyan. Since he's paying the money for the hakna, so this money has a shem tashlum. But it's not for the chayfetz, it's for the hakna. More better, we could say. That even according to the taz, the payment is for the object itself. But the taz is coming to be mechadesh, that tzorich sheyia tashlum ba'ad ha'chefetz mitzad ha'mekach atzman. The taz is coming to be mechadesh, that you don't need that the payment be for the object mitzad the mekach, mitzad the object itself, what's being acquired. And even if mitzad the mekach, he wouldn't have given the pruta. And he gives the pruta just in order to be konen. And he would give the pruta just to be konen. There also would be considered that he's giving payment for the item. But since he's giving it in order to acquire the item, therefore it's considered that he's giving it for the item itself, and therefore it's effective. So before we said that he's giving it for the hakna, not for the item. And now we're saying that since he's giving it for the item, it's considered that he's giving the money for the object itself, and therefore it's effective. So the Kulei Alma, there's a tashlum, according to the Sma, the payment is for the Meimekach, it's the Meimekach, the payment is for the woman herself. And she agrees to be acquired for whatever money he's offering. Obviously, it's not what she's worth, but that's what she's willing to sell herself for. Today it doesn't sound good to say sell herself, but we know that this is not against women, it's not in favor of men, it's in favor of marriage. So the woman is willing to be k'makin herself for this pruta, so that's what he's paying for her. That's the sma. And the taz holds, either he's paying for the haknot, or when he pays for the haknot, it's like he's paying for the chefetz itself. Lefizen imso, she'achiluk ben asma le'atazu, she'lefi asma tzarich she'yedmei hamekach v'haynu domim mitzad hamekach atzmoi she'maklaloi ba'ad domim elu. Aval imakne loy ba'ad she'mischayiv mone v'sapruta hazois u'noisein rak b'toiras oifen k'dei liknois loy yahani. Because ain't a pruta de meha mekach, mitzad ha mekach atzma. Aval a taz soivel, loy ba'inan shiye de meha mekach, mitzad ha mekach atzma. Ela gam hecha shemakna loy ba'at shem ischayiv mone, ve ha pruta noisen rak mishem oifen kedei liknais, mehan. The chiluk is that according to the sma, we require that it be de meha mekach. In other words, the money should be for the mekach. It should be for the item that's being acquired. That one person is giving another person the item, so he's giving him money for the item. He's giving him the money for the item. But if he's maknei to him for being mischayev amanin, and this pruta is only given as a way in order to be able to acquire, that's no good. Because then the prut is not to me mekach, mitzad a mekach. If he's giving the prut just to make the kinyan in the meantime, and then later on I'll be mashlim to the mana, give the rest, it does nishgit. Why not? Because the prut is not to me mekach, mitzad a mekach. It's in order to make the kinyan. And it's a lot tof. Can't pay the money in order to make the kinyan. You have to pay for the item. That's the sma. But the taz holds that we don't require that it be the mei mekach mitzad mekach atzmo. In ways makne to someone in exchange for being mischayiv mone. Now pruta noisen, and the pruta he's giving, rak mishum oifen kedei liknois. The pruta he's giving, because this is a way to acquire, that's effective. So according to the Taz, doesn't have to be Meimekach. So if he's being makne to him because he's mischayev v'mane, and the pruta is a form is given in order to be kone, that's enough. Because like we said before, according to the Taz, the payment doesn't have to be for the item itself. Payment can be in order to be kone. The object. So therefore, if he wants to give us a mana and he gives a pruta in order to be kone, so that's fine. Since he's giving k'dei liknos ha-chefetz, it's considered that he's giving the money b'ad ha-chefetz, like we said before, and therefore it's effective. And the chiluk bein shnei ha-drochim b'bir shitas ha-taz yeh im lu yitzuyir oifen shiyeh le'echad koyach ha-kno al-chefetz shel chaveroi v'ha-koyne noisim puruta b'ad ha-kinyin b'loi mitzad ha-mekach b'lodel ha-rishayin ha-puruta tiyah shayeches The Baal Koach HaKnoi, Kevin Shakesef Nitan, Shvil HaKnoi, Buare Baal Koach HaKnoi, but the Derech HaSheni, Yeshayach Baal HaChifetz, Lo Le Baal Koach HaKnoi, Kevin Nechoshev Shatash Le Baal HaChifetz, Vareyu Baal HaChifetz. So we had offered Shnei Drochim, Shnei Maslulim, the Havanat, the Biur Shita Sataz. One is that the money is for the Haknah, and the other one is that when you give money for Haknah, then it's like you're giving money for the Chifetz itself. So the Nafkamina would be, if Lu Yitzuyev, that somebody should have Koyach Haknah, the power to be making his friend's object. So according to the first Derech, the Pruta will be Shach to the Baal Koyach Haknah, because that's what the money is being given for the Haknah. And according to the second Derech, it will be given to the owner of the object, because when you give money for the Haknah, it's considered as if you're giving the money for the Chifetz, so it's all given to the money that belongs to the Baal HaChifetz. V'nira l'hovi raya l'divrei asma. Echa rutsim l'avi raya l'shitat asma. Tosis writes in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Mois Kremois, the Talkin of Minat Torah, Hani Mili b'mechir, Iga Mois, Avo b'matone, u'mitzir, b'leishayir kesef, gam Rabbi Yechanan, koine b'mishicha Minat Torah. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Mois Kremois, money acquires movable objects Minat Torah. That's all in a sale where there's Mois. But if it's Matana Metzia, where Kesef isn't Shayach, even according to the Ri, Rabbi Yechanan, you're kind of with Meshicha. However, the Ramban was gebrengt in the Ritve, in the Bar Metzia Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Beis, he argues on Erhalt. But gam b'matana b'leishayich kesef ein ha-niknes b'meshicha el ha-nikna rak b'chalifin oi chotzer oi agav. Even by matana that kesef isn't shayich, meshicha doesn't work. Rather you need either chalifin chotzer or agav. So we see sai from divrei ha-tesfis and sai from divrei ha-ramban that b'matana lo yitochen kinyin kesef klal. If I have an argument, how to do matana? Tosfos says meshiche, and the Ramban says chalif and chotzer agav. But they both hold that by matana you can have a kinyin kesef. So now, bishleim aladas hasma, and we require kesef shudmei mekach. Very good. Because by matana it's not shayach. But the kesef will be dmei mekach. Because if he gives money for the matana, then it's not a matana, it's a mechila. So if you hold that kesef is dmei mekach, then it makes sense that it won't work by matana. Because then, by definition, if you're giving money for it, it can't be a gift, it's a sale. Hashem came the fiat taz, that the kesef doesn't have to be dmei mekach. It's lahakmeis is hachefetz. So why can't you have dmei? Why can't you have kinyan kesef by a matane? You're giving them money in order to make the kinyan. Wow, what a riot! And it's still a matane because the money isn't for the object itself. Okay, there's a ton more to talk about, so please stay tuned and hopefully we will continue the discussion. It's a very chashuv Tosfos Reed. A lot to say. Wow, what a topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.